So we have an objection, order of non-compliance for both properties. Administrative, $250 administrative fee for both properties. They must come in and meet with the town no later than January 31st, begin discussions of a mitigation plan, which they will then have 30 days to complete, or they will assess $250 per day per violation. It is to be postponed to next month for further adjudication and discussion, and a possible $5,000 for property repertorist total violation.
Thank you. I think you
sounded right.
I think she did okay, right?
Yeah, good.
Okay,
thanks.
So we have a motion and a second. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Van Valkenburg?
Yes.
Mr. Richards?
Yes.
Mr. Finch?
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
And Ms. Plant?
Yes.
And the motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Item 10, attorney discussion. Johnny? Any discussion?
No.
Drew?
No,
Dave?
Yeah, no, I got a few little things. As you do, we have year-end reporting. So this is some of our activity that we've done for 2024. Some of our leading caseloads, we have recreational vehicles. We had over 143 violations of those, and that's campers, boats, jet skis, trailers, things of that nature. 133 cases of work without a permit. Address postings were 104. Rental violations, over 100 rental violations for the year, and 100 stormwater issues this year. Here's some of our stop work orders. We had 70 this year, and this is just a benchmark of what we've done in the past. And just case comparisons between Travis and I for the year. And then just a trend of code enforcement activity in the town over the last few years since I've been here. So you can see their trajectory is continuing to move up every year. Year-by-year comparisons, this year we had 862 cases. 19 of those were brought to the board, so we have a compliance rate of 97.8%. Every year since we've been together, our compliance rate has been over, you know, about mid-90s, and that is a great, great thank you to you. It comes down to adding those admin fees. People just don't want to pay fees. So since we enacted that, people comply. So thank you very, very much. So in total, over the last few years, 96% compliance rate.
Dave, can you back up to the rental data?
Rental data?
Yeah.
Which one?
Keep going.
No.
Oh. Let me just ask. Is Travis focusing primarily on rentals?
He is, but he's done other type of items as well.
Do you see any percentage of increase of the rental violations with Travis being on board now for over a year?
Yeah, we have, absolutely. He's done a wonderful job since he's been here. He's pretty much visited every single property when he first started. And we identified, I think it was around 40 new rental properties that we did not have on the books prior to that. And he's been a valid member of our team over the last few years.
Good. And then the other thought that I had is, do we have any update on the one-year rental not needing a permit?
I'll let Mr. Smith.
Is that a sore subject?
Had you been at the council meeting?
It's fresh, and so the town is considering its options. The Attorney General punted on our question, basically said that the Attorney General thinks the court would be in a better position to decide the answer, and gave us no indication one way or the other, which is surprising. So the town is assessing what its next step is going to be, whether it's change in legislation, change in prosecution method, or just prosecute as we were before and let somebody take us to court. So the town is assessing that right now.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So this year, 2024, again, 862 cases, 19 to the board. So only you only heard 2% of all of our cases. So our overall compliance rate for this year was 97.8%. So we did. This is our best year yet, and since 2015 that I've been here. This is our outstanding code violation list for liens. We have 11 properties overall that owe money, and there's a $241,000 outstanding balance. But as you can tell, everyone on this list is in compliance, so that's just outstanding money.
I have a question.
You got one there that says in violation.
Yeah. The second
one? The one at 4700. I apologize. Yeah, 10 to 11. What was your question, Mr. Finch?
My question is, we had a property on South Atlantic Avenue that was in total disrepair, and the owner had a permit to fix it, and it still looks like it's in total disrepair.
Yes.
What is going on with that?
Yeah, I just recently asked the building official last week about that. The permit is expired. However, the contractor asked for that permit to be extended, and the building official extended the permit based on the Florida Building Code. So it's no longer, even though on the books it says expired, it has been extended.
Okay.
And it's extended for 180 days, I believe he gave them.
6 months.
6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like an extraordinary long time.
You're welcome.
Being that thing's been sitting like that for 2.5 years.
Yeah. These are all the liens that we've collected over the course of us being together. And those are all the cases and what we've collected. And it's a total of $237,000. So, again, that's all to the gratitude of this board. As you know, we're moving from a board to a special magistrate. The RFQ has been out. Got a couple of them back, and we're currently going through the paperwork on that for a proposal. So that's where we stand. We may see each other next month. We may not. We may see each other for a few more weeks. But I continue to work with you, and see you next month, I guess.
Question on that. How are our decisions today impacted if a magistrate comes in next month? Are they impacted with the tabling of one of the?
No, I'll let Drew.
No different than seating a new board. Then if everybody's term expired, the magistrate just picks up as if the magistrate is. So if you order something to happen, the magistrate enforces the order as if he is you. It's just a different person.
Okay.
But the order still stands.
Okay. Is there anything else? It's 10:38. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you all.